You're listening to the Mortgage Reports Podcast, where we reveal tips, tricks, hacks, and knowledge to help you buy a home, refinance, or invest in real estate.
Back with another episode of the Mortgage Reports Podcast. Your host today, Shivani Peterson. So we're in a different market than we were a year ago. A year ago, you didn't have any room to negotiate as a buyer. You had to do whatever the seller said, pay whatever price they wanted, waive all your contingencies, likely get into a bidding war, driving up the price, and maybe even offer some of your plasma to get across the finish line and get that house. Well, now things have shifted a little bit. We don't know how long this is going to last, but at the moment, buyers in many markets across the United States have the ability to negotiate. So, should you negotiate for a lesser price? Or are there other ways to get a better bang for your buck in terms of a concession from the seller? One of the most popular strategies we're seeing right now is the seller buy down. So rather than offering, let's use, for example, a house listed at $450,000. Rather than offering $440,000, you would continue with offering the $450,000. You'd place your offer coming in at full price, but also request a $10,000 credit from the seller towards buying down your interest rate. This gets applied towards your closing costs. It's totally legal, totally acceptable, and it actually nets the seller the same amount. So it's the same to them as if they would have dropped their price $440 or just given you a straight $10,000. That $10,000 in your pocket, it doesn't actually go in your pocket, but it goes towards your closing costs, as I mentioned. That is money in your pocket that you can use to buy down your interest rate. Depending on the market that day and the loan program you're using, this can make a very significant difference on your interest rate, which will in turn make a big difference in your monthly payment. But we want to be looking at this from all sides, right? Is it really the best strategy? Well, upfront, it'll make a bigger difference on your monthly payment than the price reduction. I can tell you that much for sure. When you reduce the price by $10,000, you also don't reduce your cash to close by that much because your down payment is a percentage of the price. So it doesn't necessarily mean that your cash to close just went down by $10,000. It went down, but not at the same level. So if you can save a couple hundred dollars on your monthly payment, that seems like the better strategy, right? But here's a little bit of a curveball and why you should be working with a mortgage advisor who will analyze all of the data for you, run all the numbers, and let the numbers speak for themselves. What if we see a refinance opportunity next year? Fannie Mae released an article recently stating that rates will be back in the fours next year. That's their projection. So if you would have the opportunity to refinance your loan down the line, is it not better to lock in the lower price right now? It's worth considering, right? Because the price you paid for the house, you're married to that. But you can divorce your interest rate anytime by refinancing and getting a new one. So run the numbers on, say, 18 months, and make sure that when you're buying down your interest rate, the savings that you will have on a month-to-month basis, coupled by the savings that you would have on interest when analyzed just there. The reason this has to be done separately and isn't just the monthly savings times however many months you're looking at it is because of the way your mortgage amortizes. So at the beginning of a mortgage, you're paying more interest every month than principal. And as you make each payment, that is slowly working towards flipping, whereas when you get to the end of a 30-year mortgage, you're paying more principal than interest each month. Just the way amortization works, it's very complicated. But you need to run an analysis on your interest savings over the projected time period of a forecasted refinance opportunity. Granted, nobody has a crystal ball. We don't know exactly when this happens. But for my clients right now, what I'm using is 18 months. So if the seller buy down is better for the buyer in terms of interest savings over the next 18 months, then I would say do that. Take the credit towards buying down your interest rate over reducing the price. And $10,000 is just a random number I'm using. In your market, you might be able to negotiate up to like 2% of your sales price towards buying down your interest rate. And the more money you have to buy down the interest rate, the more the monthly savings are going to be, the lesser the interest will be paid over the next few months. So it gets better and better. But I think that that is very important to run through with your mortgage advisor and then have that relayed back to your realtor in terms of structuring the offer in the way that's the most advantageous to you. Because it is really awesome that in this market you have negotiating power and you want to use it to the best of your ability. The price reduction, the seller credit towards your closing costs, or a seller buy down on your interest rate, all excellent options that you should be considering before you make that offer. So have your loan officer, your mortgage advisor, run those numbers for you.
Thanks for listening to the Mortgage Reports podcast. Visit themortgagereports.com for daily mortgage rate updates, news, and advice from experts.